Lid. Oh, you know what this means. I know. If you're new to the programme, let me explain. This is the theme tune we use in the background. And we are talking about our good friend, Mr. Andy Mossack. No trending after 11 o'clock tonight, that means, yes, we're going to be joined by our international man of mystery, who is the aforementioned Andy Mossack. But where in the world can he be? We don't know. We honestly do not know where he is. All we know are the clues, which he sends us one by one. First clue's just arrived recently, in the last half an hour or so. And he's got in contact with us and said, I am in a famous beach town, which marks the historical finish of the legendary Route 66. Now, the 2,500-mile highway may have been decommissioned, but the original finish sign still remains. If you can decipher the clues and work out where he is, feel free to call us and text us. Same numbers, 0345 303 3333. As for telephone calls, 0345 303 3333. If you prefer to text, send a text to 81333. But begin your text message. First word of your message is Russ, R-U-S-S. Don't forget to tell us who you are and tell us where you think Andy Mossack is. We'll be talking to him later on as well. Live from wherever he is in the world. Could be around the corner. Could be on the other side of it. The globe as we know it. So the clue again. I'm in a famous beach town which marks the historical finish of the legendary Route 66. The 2,500-mile highway might have been decommissioned some time ago, but the original finish sign still remains. So where's Andy? We'll find out later. In the meantime, get your texts in. Get your calls in. Speaking to the wrong bit. Never mind, the world changes. 2 minutes past 11 then. Ross on your radio, filling in for Russell this week. And Russell back with you on Monday. With you through till 1 tonight. No trending in this half hour, as we usually have on the programme. However, we do have Andy Mossack. He's somewhere in the world, but we don't know where. He's given us a clue, though. He's at a famous beach town, which marks the historical finish of the legendary Route 66. The 2,500-mile highway may have been decommissioned, but the original finish sign still remains. So where is he? If you know, send us a text at 81333. Purely for the pleasure of getting it right. Start your text message with the word Russ. If you prefer to call, the number is 0345 303 3333. I know I say it a lot, but it's one of those things that you hear all the time. You think, I know that, until you actually come up and pick the phone up and try to dial it. You think, what was it again? I know. It's 0345 303 3333. Another clue. Do you want another clue as to where Andy Mossack is? I've already given you one clue, and the clue was that this is a famous beach town where the historical finish of the legendary Route 66 is. The original finish sign is still there, even though the road is no longer a road as such. Another famous landmark in the town is the long wooden pier and iconic Ferris wheel, which was built in 1909. The 3.5-mile beach, it stands in one of the most famous in the country, or as it stands, is one of the most famous in the country. So where is he? Where there is that iconic pier and the Ferris wheel, which was built in 1909. It's at a famous beach town at the end of the legendary Route 66. We will find out where he is in the next 10 minutes when we catch up with him. That don't impress me much. Shania Twain. The man that does impress me, though, is Andy Mossack. Because he's somewhere in the world, but we don't know where he is. He's given us some clues, we're going to say hello to you. Don't tell us where you are yet. Are you there?
Hi, Ross. How are you?
I'm very all right, thank you. Listen, people have been guessing, because the clues that we gave out were, I'm in a famous beach town, which marks a historical finish to the legendary Route 66. 2,500-mile highway may have been decommissioned, but the original finish sign is still there. It still remains. Have you seen it?
I have. I was there yesterday, actually.
Oh, Mark, did you get a photo?
Of course.
Naturally, it'd be rude not to. Another famous landmark in the town is the long wooden pier and the iconic Ferris wheel, which was built in 1909. 3.5-mile beach, it stands is one of the most famous in the country. In the country now, country suggestion. Dean says, "Is it in the USA?"
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and then we've got Deirdre in Harrogate is going for Santa Monica. We've got Chris. Andy's in Santa Monica, Route 66, and Teenage Dreams, never made it, says Chris. Santa Monica, also Alison and Calverley in Leeds has suggested, as has Paul in Settle. So we're all going, I'm joining the crowd here, I'm going with, are you in Santa Monica?
Yeah, bang on, absolutely. Santa Monica, Los Angeles. It's a fabulous town. Its neighbours are, you know, with Malibu and Redondo and Venice Beach, of course. It's that kind of the beach community of Los Angeles, and I don't know if you've been down here, Ross. Have you?
No, I haven't been to that side. San Francisco, I've been to. That's the only West Coast place I've been to.
Yeah, well, it's what's great about Santa Monica is apart from the fact that it's Route 66, it's the start of the Pacific Coast Highway too, the PCH, which runs up to San Francisco.
Yeah, we're going to see that.
Yeah, so it all starts here, really, and this is a great, great town. And that famous line from Sheryl Crow, you know, that sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. So there I was standing on Santa Monica Boulevard singing it to myself, of course, because if I sound it out loud, it'll be a bit weird.
I was going to say, I bet you're the first person in the world ever to have done that.
Ah, well, yes. Yes, I seriously doubt that, but... It is a famous town, but I must say, talking of famous, I do have a little famous local resident with me at the moment.
Right. Okay.
A lovely lady. She's been in town for over 40 years, and she just happens to own one of the most famous landmarks in town. It's an amazing Art Deco Hotel Shangri-La, featured in a bundle of movies and pop videos and all kinds of things. So Tammy Adaya is with me.
Hello, how are you, Russ?
I'm very okay, thank you. All the better for talking to you. What's unique about your hotel that makes the film world and the pop world want to come and video there?
Well, it was built in 1939. It's an Art Deco gem. Mm-hmm. So it's Art Deco and streamlined modern meet mid-century modern. So, you know, it's the end of Art Deco and streamlined modern, the beginning of mid-century modern, and it's really got iconic lines. It looks like an ocean liner from the 30s from the outside, right, heading out to the ocean, and it's angled in that way as well. So it's got really good architectural bones.
Is it good? Difficult to upkeep it because with it being so old and keeping it looking trim and proper, is that difficult?
Oh, it's the same as me, myself, and I. I'm getting old and I got to keep myself trim and proper. No, it requires a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you the interiors are, you know, really, it's like that golden age of Hollywood, Ross. You know, it's all chrome and, you know, kind of 50s type furniture. It's very, very interesting. And
I designed all the furniture.
And they got this rooftop bar too. So you go up on the top there, and I think it's the only one in town.
It's the only open air rooftop bar in Santa Monica. So it's got 360 degree views of the ocean and the city on both sides.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Exactly. With it being such an iconic town, there's going to be loads of hotels there, obviously. Is it a widespread, and does this one stand out, or are there other similar ones, or are they all mainly modern ones? Try and give us a picture of it.
There are a lot of hotels now, but we're one of only two that are Art Deco from that period. And we're one of the only ones that is family-owned still. Everything else has become corporate. You know, there's Lowe's, there's... You know, they're all corporate hotels. So there's and people actually like coming to our hotel because they say it doesn't smell corporate. It smells like an individual owns it. So it's kind of interesting.
Do you get people coming to stay with you because they've seen it in a film or in a particular video?
Well, we've always really been very, very popular with the design and, you know, the creative community. So, you know, because we've been so popular, like Bruce Weber did all his career defining shots for Calvin Klein here in the 80s.
Wow.
So they were all shot here. And then because it was always been so popular with the creative design community, it then started getting used for a lot of movies. Like it was in White Men Can't Jump. It was in The Net with Sandra Bullock. It was in the rockumentary Dig, which was about the Dandy Warhols and Brian Jonestown Massacre. It was the hotel where the iconic LA video was shot, I Love LA, with Randy Newman.
Mm.
So we've had a lot of that, but it's because it's always the lines and the architecture and the design have always appealed to the creative community. And so that's why it's always been used in films and videos. And then it just becomes a cultural loop. And then more people come.
Okay, your fantastic description of it, along with all those references, if people still can't actually picture it, we do have a picture of your hotel on the Facebook page. That's The Late Show with Russell Walker. So if you go to our Facebook page, The Late Show with Russell Walker, you will find a picture of it there, so you can take a look at it. Meanwhile, back to Andy.
Yeah. But from my window here, I'm actually looking at the pier, you know, this great pier. It's a wooden pier that goes right out there since 1909. And talking about that, did you know Popeye? Here's a bit of a factoid for you. Popeye was created at the end of the pier.
I didn't know that myself.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing was, I don't know if your viewers, if you're here, listeners are aware of this, but Santa Monica is the home, is basically the setting for Baywatch, the TV show.
Oh, yes.
Show.
Yeah.
All right.
I did a slow motion run along the sand today.
Andy, you always do a slow motion run, even when you're at Top Whack.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing that's interesting about Santa Monica is just the birth of surf and skate culture. So Dogtown, it was called Dogtown back in the day. And, you know, the famous skate movie, Dogtown and Z-Boys, they were all Santa Monica boys.
Yeah. Is there an industry there now, tourism?
Excuse me?
There's a lot of tourism here, yeah. I mean, the thing is, there is a lot of the celebrities move out of L.A. because downtown L.A., you know, it's a huge, huge city, L.A., Ross. And Santa Monica is like a breath of fresh air, literally.
Because so it's got the ocean breeze.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes from downtown L.A. But
no, 30 minutes.
All right. Well,
get your facts right, man. Come on, you're the travel man.
I know, but it's out here, so you could literally run into anybody who lives down this way. And actually today, interestingly, because it's Oscar weekend coming up this weekend, and there's a house across the road, practically, which was originally owned by Louis B. Mayer, and it's a legendary place, and apparently they dreamed up the Oscars from that house. They sort of had a brunch one Sunday and said, why don't we just pick a winner of all the films released this year? And this was in the 20s. And apparently that's how it started. But the other good thing was that also John Lennon was there for 18 months during his Lost Weekend. Remember that famous Lost Weekend?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah? And he lived there for 18 months. So, you know, it's an interesting house, but there's all kinds of backstories to a lot of property around here, too. So
and don't forget, JFK and Marilyn were there, right?
Well, yeah, allegedly. I'm not saying anything, but, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. So if you bump into people, they've all got stories. You know, it's an interesting place. And I think for a holiday, you know, rather than go downtown and stay there, you can always go into Hollywood and do all the sights, but it's great to come out to Santa Monica and just be by the ocean. It's fun, yeah. 300 sunshine a year, apparently, so they tell me.
What's weather like now? Well, this particular moment, what time of day is it?
It's funny because it's been teeming down for about a week before I got here, like the beginning of Monday, and there were sinkholes in the city appearing and all kinds of things. They've never had rain like it, but it's been a drought for a year.
That's been a drought for 5 years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go. So now, today, it's beautiful sunny, but it's a little bit fresh, I think.
Excellent. The man who brings the sunshine with him is Andy Mossack.
That's me, yeah.
Always good to talk to you. Listen, you must bring a guest again because she keeps you on the straight and narrow, and I liked that.
It's great, yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
Where will I be in the next time? Who knows?
We don't know. Listen, interesting that you mentioned that it was the birthplace of Popeye at the end of the pier. I was at the Popeye Village not so long ago, a few weeks ago, when we were off in Malta.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. They shot the movie there, didn't they?
That's right, yeah, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Well, it was a small world.
It's incredible. What a link. What a wonderful segue.
Hey, I should do this as a job one day.
Pro, aren't you? Who would have
thought? Yeah, not you for one. Andy, always good to talk to you.
All right, nice to speak to you. See ya.
Talk to you again somewhere else in the world next time you're there.
Yeah, good luck. See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's just gone 11:30. Time for our half hour of power. Many thanks again to Andy Mossack. Talking to us live from Santa Monica, to the other side of the world.